This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. Efforts to finalize a deal between a shuttered Massillon hospital and the city are going longer than expected. An agreement for the city to acquire Affinity Medical Center was expected to be finalized by the end of this month, but the repository reports the city's law director says negotiations will actually extend into April. A final deal still needs to go through city council if it will ever be eventually approved. Timken Steel is being sued by the estate of a fire technician who died while on the job. 32-year-old Kenneth Ray died in 2016 after entering a room filled with nitrogen gas. Ray was performing a routine inspection of fire extinguishers at the company's Faircrest facility. An investigation by OSHA found nitrogen had leaked into the ventilation system. Timken Steel was cited for failing to train and protect workers from gas leaks. The lawsuit, filed in Stark County Common Pleas Court, seeks more than $25,000 in damages. Cleveland Dr. John Heavey will not be on the ballot for the Democratic primary for governor in May. The Ohio Supreme Court, in a 6-0 ruling yesterday, said Heavey should remain disqualified after falling 146 signatures short of qualifying. Heavey had argued that dozens of the signatures he submitted were inaccurately tossed out. Heavey, a Cleveland Clinic doctor and venture capitalist, was a late entry into the governor's race. He sunk $1.5 million of his own money into his campaign. Transgender Ohioans who want to change their birth certificates to reflect the gender with which they identify are filing a lawsuit against the state over its policy. The ACLU and Lobata Legal filed the lawsuit. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles has details.
Stacy Ray is one of the plaintiffs. She says she was embarrassed, harassed, and threatened with physical violence after a human resources employee publicly noted the gender on her birth certificate does not match the gender on her driver's license and other legal documents.
I was referred to as the freak, and the female coworker said that if she ever encountered me in the woman's restroom, that she'd beat me up.
Aaron Baer with Citizens for Community Values says his group doesn't condone threats like Ray experienced. But he says the ACLU is sacrificing medical accuracy for political ideology.
What they're trying to force the state to do here is falsify medical records.
The ACLU says Ohio is one of only three states that has yet to change its policies on transgender people and birth certificates. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
The Greater Cleveland RTA chair of the board resigned yesterday due to a looming investigation about health care premiums. Cleveland.com reports the RTA board suggested George Dixon III step down after more than two decades. The investigation stems from Dixon's possible failure to pay years worth of premiums for RTA-provided health insurance. Dixon had served on the RTA board for 26 years, 24 years as chairman. Spirit Airlines has announced it's cutting several flights from Akron-Canton Airport. The Beacon Journal reports the airline will no longer offer year-round flights to Fort Lauderdale and is cutting seasonal flights to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Starting next month, Spirit will only fly to Orlando year-round. Spirit dropped its year-round service to Las Vegas last year. The cuts are another blow to the Akron-Canton Airport, which is facing increasing competition from larger airports in Cleveland and in Columbus. 48 University of Akron faculty and administrators have taken a voluntary retirement buyout. The Beacon Journal reports around 240 staff were eligible for the voluntary retirement, and the retirement was announced in December. The university expects to save nearly $4 million in 2019, and U of A faces an expected $20 million budget shortfall by the end of this fiscal year, caused by a decline in enrollment and high debts. The Cleveland Foundation has announced the winners of this year's Ansfield Wolf Book Awards. Poet Shane McCrae won for his collection of poems called The Language of My Captor. Novelist Jessam Ward won the fiction category for her novel Sing, Unburied, Sing. The nonfiction prize went to poet Kevin Young for his book On the Rise of Fake News. And Native American poet N. Scott Momday won this year's Lifetime Achievement Award. The winners will be honored this fall in a ceremony hosted by jury chair Henry Louis Gates, Jr. This is WKSU News.